It is so lovely to have you here. It means that you have grabbed a snippet of time for you, and that is brilliant. Here at the Ultimate Mums Club podcast, I hope to provide you with a supportive and informative listen. We will be hearing from many different mums, listening to their stories, as well as speaking to experts offering their guidance in those more challenging times. I will also be sharing my journey as a mum and how I juggle being mum alongside running my own business and finding some kind of time to myself. Let's get cracking. The Ultimate Mums Club podcast has been brought to you by my very own business, Any Little Thing Limited. We are a home help service for the elderly and vulnerable. If you're looking at starting up your own business and you're not really sure where to start, but you enjoy giving back to the community, you love to help others, and you want to have that flexibility that works around you and your family, then please do get in touch. We have franchise opportunities available across the UK, and we'd be absolutely pleased to tell you more about that. Alternatively, you may just want to join our team. We currently operate in Billericay, Wickford, Basildon and Brentwood in Essex, and we're always looking to expand on our team. So please do contact us by emailing info@anylittlething.co.uk. Hi there, fellow mummies. So it's been a while and I can only apologise. So I thought that in this episode we would have a little bit of fun, put a bit of humour into the episode and talk about poo. Everyone has a poo story from when their children are potty training, they catch them unawares, you haven't got the right equipment with you, shall we say. So we're going to hear from a few of the Ultimate Mums themselves who have recorded messages for us, but I'll also be sharing a few that have been shared with me via message and make a little bit of light on the situation, because it does affect us all. But when you're in the moment, it can be quite shitty, shall we say. Excuse the pun. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope that it helps you realise that when you are going through that pooey situation, you're not the only one. So I asked my sister if she had a few poo stories, because her children are much older than mine, and I knew that she would have some good material, and she's come up with not one, not two, not three, but four stories that I'm going to share with you, because they're all particularly stressful. So poo story number one. On the eve of Olivia's christening, she decided to start teething. I was very fortunate that both babies didn't fuss around the gums or get earache. They did, however, massively suffer in the bum department, and I later learned that this would be my only indication of teething. The most acidic, squirtiest of punamis or shitastrophes would incur each time a tooth came through, which in a matter of minutes would leave them blistered. Weirdly, these poos were also kind of odourless. Anyway, knowing there was more to come and contemplating a white christening ensemble, I had to think fast. Two nappies, a neoprene aqua nappy and another large size nappy over the top for good measure. I'm just happy my baby had circulation at the end. I panicked every time someone wanted to hold her, as I was worried she'd shart all over them. And myself, I stupidly decided to get our wedding vows renewed at the same time, so was also wearing white. She was like a ticking time bomb. Ooh, I should have thought twice about holding Olivia at her christening. Thanks for giving me the heads up. Poo story number two. First day back to work after maternity with a second, this was the day he discovered how to remove his nappy, obviously. He took an almighty shite in nappy, removed said nappy, then proceeded to sit or rub himself on various items around his room. The curtains, the radiator, carpet, everything got it. Honestly, didn't know what to do or where to start. Wowzers. Poo story number three. Possibly the worst, depending on your stomach. Can't think which child now, possibly given up hope by this point. Whoever it was had been using a potty for a while and was quite proficient, so take themselves off by themselves. I was alerted to the fact that said child had had a poo and sorted them, but was in the middle of something, probably preparing snack 800 of the day, so decided to empty potty after dealing with the food. Upon my return to the potty, an all-singing, all-dancing potty that looked like a mini toilet and literally sang at you when depositing, yes, I did have to demonstrate, the poo had vanished. Long story short, turns out the dog had eaten it. I retched for days after and didn't trust the dog not to throw up the poo. He did this twice, by the way. Ooh, it's not, it's all shits and giggles in your house, isn't it, Amy? Story number four. Not poo related, but toileting nonetheless. Eldest and youngest, only 22 months apart. I'll take my hat off to you for that, Amy. So I had a young baby and a toddler, and all very innocent. Kids had a bath and we were doing our usual routine. After getting them ready for bed, drying off, etc., the son, who's the youngest, was on the mat having a kick around naked. Daughter also getting ready. We were party entertainment, giving kisses to tummies and toes and trying to make experience fun. Daughter all of a sudden leans over and I utter the words I never thought I'd use. No, you can't kiss your brother on the penis! I say utter, I must have shouted because she jumped back quite shocked and immediately asked why. Momentarily panic of how I would explain why it is not okay to kiss your brother on the penis. Thankfully, my amazing son at that exact moment decided to pee all over the place in a kind of fountain form. The only answer that was needed was, that's why. I would just like to point out we are not a strange family. She at that stage would not distinguish between a toe or an elbow, let alone a penis, kissing what was evidently okay anywhere. Sounds stressful, Amy, but again, I think there's a few mums out there that may be able to relate. So thank you so much for sharing. Okay, so this story comes from Amy Crichton, who is our lovely Sensi rep. And she's explained a story where I think we can all resonate with this quite a bit, because when children are in the process of potty training and making that transition, number twos tend to be harder than number ones. And this is a situation where they were out and about with friends and Rose was particularly uncomfortable. And it's a great story to share because I've heard this quite often. When children are potty training, they hide and don't want to poo. And there's lots of help and assistance you can get with that if you are experiencing this issue. Sue Welby of Little Life Steps is my saviour when it comes to potty training. So I'll speak as if I'm Amy because I want to make sure I include everything in the story, but I'm sure this will resonate with a lot of you. So Rose, when she was potty training, loved to hold on to a poo. She held on tight very regularly, and if she did actually want to poo, she would hide behind curtains, etc., so she could do it in peace. Don't we all want to, hey? We went and met some friends for a walk one day, and it was the day that the poo she had been holding on to had come out, which sounds like it would have happened quite easily, but no, it was a massive drama. The whole way round the walk, she kept stopping to hide behind trees, or would suddenly stop to make sure she could suck it back in. There were tears and tantrums all the way round, making it a really pleasurable experience for the friend who doesn't have children. Well, nothing came, so we went off to the pub for our lunch. Rose evidently was very uncomfortable, so we resorted to putting a nappy on her, as this is where she was more comfortable doing it. But it just wasn't going to happen, so we popped her on a changing table in the toilets and laid her down. We had to crunch her legs up and asked her to push her feet down and push. Bless her little heart, it was almost as big as her head. She was happy as Larry afterwards. Now, this is a common problem, and Amy's definitely not on her own with this one, because Seb, God bless him, he'll probably kill me for telling you this when he's a teenager, but he does the most humongous poos, and there's things that you can do with their diet, there's exercises you can do, which Amy did there, you know, with her legs to help her poo. And it is a common problem. So you are not on your own with that one, Amy. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Lucy. Thank you for letting me record this poo story for you. My name's Chloe and I'm from Our Play Den, and I have two young children, a three-year-old and a two-year-old. Obviously, you know, we all have these amazing poo stories. However, the one that was recent and kind of springs to mind is with my two-year-old. There's occasions where I have a bath with my kids, and my daughter had got out of the bath and my son was the last one to be in the bath with me. And we were singing some songs and we were messing about in the bath and splashing and all of those sort of things. And he was sat on my legs and then proceeded to do a big poo on my legs. And of course, because he doesn't have the vocabulary to say, "Mummy, I'm doing a poo," or "I need a poo," the poo went on my legs. All I can say is I am so grateful that it wasn't loose and it was purely solid. But I felt incredibly grossed out because, of course, I then was pooed on. So that is my poo story. Thanks for having me on.
I have a poo story that I'd like to share. My little boy, he had a tummy bug, and we was on the changing mat that was raised up off the floor at home. And just as I lifted his bottom to slide in his fresh nappy, he let wind and fired out poo all over my wall that dribbled down the paintwork onto the floor and trying to get under the carpet. And he was absolutely covered, and I wasn't sure whether to abandon the child or save my wall. We got it cleared up in the end, but it wasn't nice sight.
When my son was about a year old, I was driving with him in the back of the car. I had given him a pouch, and I realized soon when we got to where we were going, the mistake and major mom fail I had just committed. Opened up the back door, and there was pouch everywhere, all over him, all over the car seat. But there was also what looked like to be chocolate all over his hands and face. And I was confused because I hadn't given him any chocolate. And then I realized it was a huge poo on top of it. My first major poo blowout I had to handle on my own. And I wasn't even home. I was at a grocery store. I had minimal wipes on me, one diaper, and no change of clothes. I ran into the grocery store, ran into the woman's restroom, and basically commandeered the entire changing station for the next 20 minutes, for which I felt so bad because another mom needed to use the facility, and I was hogging it all up. But when she saw what I had to do and come out with a clean car seat, a naked baby, she took pity on me, even offered me her daughter's onesie. It was very sweet. I declined. I told her I was going straight home. No grocery shopping for me at this point.
So this story comes from the lovely Natalie Carr of Athena's Bounty. She's one of our partners in the Ultimate Mums Club Hub. And I think, again, we can resonate with her stories. Basically, I think Theo, her son, used to leave her little presents everywhere. How kind. So I will read her story for you, or stories, I should say. So I remember changing Theo's nappy after he had done a poo. Nothing out of the ordinary. He was maybe 4 or 5 months old. Took the nappy away after cleaning him up and getting new nappy ready. Before I had even had the chance to put a new nappy on, a fresh wave of poo rolled out. I got tissues and wipes, ready to wipe as it came, and tried to stop the flow. It stopped. I cleaned him up, and then the same thing happened again. 3 waves of poonami finished quickly with him whizzing everywhere. How helpful. I remember trying to stop it as there was so much, it was getting close to falling off the edge of the changing mat and onto the carpet. There was also a time where we went to get him in the bath, and as we carried him out of the bath, he squirted poo all over the landing carpet and up the wall. How lovely. There was also the time that Theo had done a poo in the bath, and because he was embarrassed when no one was looking, tried to fish it out and put it in the toilet. Clearly he dropped it, and I discovered it a few weeks later. I kept going, "Where is that smell coming from?" Theo seemed to like leaving little presents like that round the house when we were potty training him. We found a little poo on the floor behind our clothes horse once. Delightful child. Oh, Natalie, I'm sure there's a lot of mums out there that can relate to your story. Thank you so much for sharing. And when you are, as I said in the introduction there, in the moment, it's not very funny, is it? And I think I can think of 2 with Sebastian that particularly traumatised me. So one in particular was when I happened to be taking him with me to an assessment with Any Little Thing. And it was obviously one of those days, which we all have, having one of them today, actually, where nothing goes to plan. And I pulled up outside what I thought was the potential customer's house to do the assessment. I actually had the wrong house. In the time it took me to go back to the car and get out to the right address, Sebastian had the most explosive poo in the whole entire world. I didn't have enough wipes on me. I didn't have the correct change of clothes. I hasten to add here that I was in the early stage of motherhood. So he was only literally probably a couple of months old. And it was the real nice, you know, mustard coloured poo. So there I was outside some random person's house, changing my son as best I could on the front seat of the car. And the mustard said poo went all the way up the back of Sebastian. I think I may have actually got someone in the car seat. Yeah, it just wasn't pretty. So I dressed him as best I could. I cleaned him up as best I could and made my excuses for my lateness. Luckily, my business partner came with me, but it was possibly one of the worst poos that I've ever had to change. And it was everywhere in the front seat of the car. Another time that I think was particularly good as well was best efforts for Seb for having a particularly difficult poo to deal with was in the office. And because obviously, as you know, I spent a lot of time in the early days of Seb's life taking him with me to work. And sometimes that meant going into the office. And on this particular day, I did have everything to hand. However, the poo went everywhere. You know, one of those poos that just gets everywhere. And I changed this nappy as best I could. It was everywhere. And it ended up in my fingernails, on my top. I managed to keep the floor clean, but it was absolutely everywhere. And I didn't have a change of clothes, so I had to best, you know, clean myself up with the baby wipes. They're brilliant things, aren't they? We'd be lost without them. They get everything out of everything. Yeah, had to bag it all up and, yeah, just hope for the best. So they're two of my poo story experiences where you are just literally out on a whim, no real direction to head in apart from let's clean this up as best we can. And I think that is quite evident throughout our motherhood journey. You just do what you can with what you have. So looking back, hilarious. At the time, not so funny. So that's it for this episode of the Ultimate Mums Club podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe and rate the show on iTunes or here on Podbean. I hope that it has helped contribute towards you recharging your batteries and doing something for you. Are you a part of our Facebook community? All of the details on how you can join will be in the show notes below. We would love to see you there. It's an amazing group of mummies where the experts featured on this show will share even more of their knowledge. So come join us. Bye for now and see you next time at the Ultimate Mums Club podcast.